ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
You may have seen the news that a four-year-old by the name of Cleo Smith vanished last Saturday morning at the Blowholes campsite in Western Australia. The search for her has been going for nearly a week now, and there have been similarities thrown out there from this and the Madeleine McCann case from many years ago. So we have found Dr. Graham Hill. He is the founder and first head of behavioural analysis in the UK at the Child Exploitation Online Protection Centre. And he was involved in the Madeleine McCann missing person case. And he joins us right now. How are you, Dr. Graham Hill?
I'm good.
Graham, run us through your involvement in the Madeleine McCann disappearance.
As head of behavioural analysis for SEOP, I was sent out to offer some advice to the Portuguese police a few days after she went missing. I think the similarities, in as much as they're a little girl that's gone missing round about the same age, I think the striking difference is where Madeleine McCann went missing from was a very busy holiday resort in the middle of summer. Where this little girl has gone missing, the geography and the location is very different.
Yeah. We do know a little bit about little Cleo's vanishing, like Gabby said, nearly a week ago. She was last seen at 1:30 a.m. last Saturday morning. Her mother woke a few hours later to see that the zipper of the tent that they were sleeping in was open. Cleo was missing and the sleeping bag she was in was also missing. Since then, the WA government has announced $1 million reward for information in the disappearance of Cleo Smith. What do you think about rewards, Dr. Graham Hill? Are they generally an incentive to get valuable information for investigators?
Well, they can be very useful. You know, you're trying to get the public to give you bits of information. Normally you don't have to put a reward up for a case like this because it's a small child. It plays into everything that, you know, people think about family and family life. So it's quite unusual to put a reward up, but anything that's going to make someone pick the phone up and give some vital information, the thing to remember, it can create a lot of information, and you often get with these cases what's known as empathy sightings. So people that want to help that ring up, give information. And, of course, the more information the police have got, the more information they've got to sift through to get through to those nuggets of information.
Right. So sometimes too much information can be a detriment when it comes to this.
Yeah. I mean, I've been involved in many cases over the years in the UK, many high-profile cases, and we've had lots of media coverage, you know, and it's a double-edged sword. You know, you generate lots of information, but then you've got to deal with that information once you've got it.
With the Madeleine McCann investigation, it was a very, very long time before any kind of answers were provided. With this case, it's almost been a week now with little Cleo Smith. What do you think the chances are of having any answers in the near future?
Well, I don't know the geography and I don't know the terrain, but I'm guessing a week after the girl's gone missing, they'll be coming towards the end of some kind of search strategy of some kind. And once they've not found her, then you're going to have to consider that she's been taken away from that particular area. And then that brings into play lots of different scenarios about was a vehicle used. I'm guessing it's quite remote there, so you're going to have a car or a vehicle of some kind. So you're going to have to start thinking that she can be a long way away from the location where she was last seen. So it changes the dynamics. They're going to be thinking about, you know, trying to do what's called suspect generation, trying to looking at options that move away from the missing scenario and move towards something a little bit more sinister.
Oof.
It's so, as a parent,
such a scary
it's
thought.
So hard to hear. And
yep.
It's definitely a story that's playing into the psyche of the country at the moment. We've seen it before with all the way back to Azaria Chamberlain and William Tyrrell and Daniel Morcombe.
It's every parent's nightmare.
Yeah, it is.
Dr. Graham Hill, a behaviour analyst in the UK, thank you so much for your insights this morning, Doctor. Much appreciated.
No problem. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.